Well, could you give me a little dish?
Or a couple little dishes? Those are dishes. Oh, you missed one though, Becky. There was mango too.
You mean there's four?
Mango. I saw another ring piece.
I'm pretty sure there's mango. It doesn't matter. This is enough choices.
Me and Paul are hurt. Right, Paul?
So I get.
It's too soon for you to be hurt. Your birthday hasn't
passed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
I don't know.
But
three
afterwards
ticks is going
to
be
hurt.
I'll be able to be hurt there.
Yeah, you'd be able to say it. You have cornstarch all down the front of your shirt. I only know because that happened to me too.
Becky, could you give me a fork?
Thank you for all the cake.
I'm going to make sure there is no choices.
It really makes me feel special, doesn't it?
You are special. As everyone is. Special in their own individual special way.
Yeah, but
now
some kids
means,
are more special than others,
right,
Paul? But
that means that nobody's special.
But then, are people
three
kids special?
Isn't that politically correct to be that way?
That's that line from that Incredibles movie. You're special. What was his name? Billy?
What?
Bobby? The villain.
Oh, his like little monologue.
Yeah.
And when everyone's special, then
nobody's special.
I liked him. He's a very complex villain for a cartoon.
Do you remember the name of your teacher you had in first and second grade?
Mrs. Eisler?
Yeah. Did she get? I think she got married.
She got married to a Mr. Sparks.
I remember. A parent-teacher conference. I said, well, how's Steven doing? Oh, he's doing fine. How's he doing math? Oh, he's doing fine. How's he doing English? Oh, he's doing fine.
She didn't know me.
So, when Steven was in kindergarten, he was in class with this kid named Trevor Howard.
Oh, I remember that kid.
And I always remember him because this...
Paul Howard's son?
Yeah, it was.
He's one of my referring rheumatologists.
Yeah, they moved away. I don't know where they moved to. Yeah, he was in Steven's kindergarten. So when Steven was reading words like Bob, Ray, Trevor Howard was reading like paragraphs and pages. It was like, oh my God, Steven can read Bob ran, Mary ran, the dog ran. That was about it.
C-spot run.
Yeah, I was lucky if Steven could do that. Well, anyway, so I'll never forget this. I'm getting up to leave the class, and I look up above the board, and that there's a like green paper, blue paper, red paper, yellow paper, whatever. And I see Trevor Howard's name. And there's like four or five kids, maybe, I don't know. And I see other kids' names listed with his color. And I looked up and I go, I was sort of stunned. I still remember I said, oh my God, is Steven in Trevor Howard's reading group? And she goes, yes. Oh my God, he must be one of the best readers. Mrs. Ruggieri, we can't use words like best because then we'd have to use words like worse. I go,
very wise.
It's so stupid.
So then I remember him when he was in first grade.
See, when I was in school, it was a totally different boss.
You suck.
No, how come you're not in the best group? Wah!
No. I know your mother was very happy about how she went over math with you. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. She was telling me. You know what I used to do? I asked him what 1 + 3 was. He didn't get it right. I slapped him across the face.
I learned what? Right away. You better know what 1 + 3 is. And you better say it fast, too.
Of course,
if you didn't say it fast enough, you still got whacked.
Well, this is the same family that's chained him to the dirt cellar floor. So let's not go there right now. Anyway, when Stephen was in first grade, he used to go through his homework really fast or schoolwork. And then he'd chat with everybody. And that's one thing she complained at the end of the year. You know, I had to move your son 5 times. The only thing that solved the problem was I finally put a table with all girls. So he's talking. so much.
Spart woman.
Very wise.
Mmm, this cake is delicious.
I think I
could eat the whole thing.
You're kidding.
And it's light, too. Because it's like a...
I like all the little pumpkins on it.
Was it called a mousse cake?
Yes, but you're the one that told me to get the chocolate ganache.
I know, but... No, but this one's probably only seasonal.
I'm sure it is. Would you cut a little square of that, like your size on my plate? Since you said such nice things about it. Thank you.
I have to use my fingers because it's hard.
It's funny.
I remember that table with all girls.
You do?
Oh, it was Scarred for Life.
It was the fifth.
Trader Giotto's. Oh, yeah. Those look delicious.
They're Italian cookies. Put them out on the table.
Brianna Plimpton, Shelley Thomas. Oh, this is worse.
Well, I have to admit, I still like the chocolate. It's just because it's chocolate. I still like the chocolate.
No, I mean, if you're looking for a good...
It's certainly pretty.
I mean, the chocolate...
Could you pass the green tea?
The chocolate ganache cake, a little goes a long way.
Yeah, that is excellent.
It seems deceiving, but that actually would feed a lot of people.
Yeah.
What, the cake?
The chocolate ganache cake, because you don't need a big slice.
But these are really unique. I would have no idea how to make them.
What, these?
Mochi?
I assume this is green tea ice cream inside.
Yeah, but you have to get like rice gluten and I don't know, weird stuff.
Xanthan gum, probably.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's on the outside?
Whatever this flour type stuff is.
Oh, well, that's all cornstarch.
Yeah,
but what is the ice cream covered in?
Mochi.
What is that?
No, it's nothing.